Okay, let's stop right there. I'll get back to the Magna Carta in a couple of minutes, but before I do, I would have you think with me if you will. Men will worship wood. They'll worship stone. They'll worship molten images. As a matter of fact, in Acts 19:27, Scripture tells us, speaking of the goddess Diana, that all Asia and the world worshipeth her. In Acts 19:35, it also tells us, what man is there who knoweth not that the city of the Ephesians is a worshiper of the great goddess Diana and of the image which fell down from Jupiter? I'm not making this up. Oh, what men will worship. He has no limits. Let me show you some more. There was Ashtaroth. This goddess was of the Canaanites, which was connected with the fertility and maternity. Baal, sometimes called Bel, was the supreme god among the Canaanites, worshipped in many forms, but often as a sun god or a storm god. He was allegedly a fertility god who supposedly made the earth bear crops and women bear children. Rites sometimes involved with Baal worship included cult prostitution and sometimes even human sacrifice. Then there was Chemosh, the subduer. This was the national god of the Moabites and was also worshipped by the Ammonites. Rites involving this god were said to be cruel also and may have involved human sacrifice. Then there was Dagon. This god of the Philistines had the body of a fish and a human head and had hands in his statues. Dagon was a god of water and grain. Then we have Marduk. This god of the Babylonians was associated with the fertility and the vegetation. Then we have Milcom. This national god of the Ammonites was associated with divination, seeking knowledge of the future through occultic means, strongly forbidden by God. Child sacrifice was sometimes connected with Milcom. He was also among the false gods worshipped by Solomon at the close of his reign. Moloch and Molech were variations of this false god. As a matter of fact, ancient Egypt had more than 40 false gods, although none are mentioned by name in the Bible. They included such false gods as Re, the creator sun god, Isis, the goddess of magic, Osiris, the lord of the afterlife, and the list goes on. What about the golden calves, which occurs twice in the Bible? P.S. Bull worship was popular during this period. This was the making of the golden calf, which reflected Israel's disloyalty to God. Israel broke its promise of obedience, became disloyal to God, and committed the sin of idolatry. The people of Israel violated the demands of the covenant by making an idol to represent the God who redeemed them from their slavery in Egypt.
We will not live by your commandments, we're free!
Israel misunderstood the nature of their God. The invisible, intangible God becomes visible and tangible through the image of the golden calf. Or so they thought. By making the golden calf, the people of Israel changed the personal, active God into an idol and an impersonal object who cannot see or speak or even act. By making the golden calf, Israel became disloyal to God and unfaithful to the God who had redeemed them from their oppressive situation. And for all of this, friends, in the face of the Lord's clear commandments not to do it. Scripture is clear when he tells us, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, a god to suit your sin, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth." But yet, man rebels. Sounds pretty crazy, doesn't it? Some might even say, well, that was the past, and that would never, or could it ever, happen today in the present.
Bulls were baited and sold here in the city century for centuries.
Friends, today men idolize sports icons, they worship musical icons, they make idols of Hollywood movie actors, and believe it or not, they will even worship politicians. For example, of Herod the king, The people said, it is the voice of a god and not of a man. Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Let's get to it, folks. I've got much to cover. I'm playing catch-up. Usually when we have a guest, which is every once in a while, I have to play catch-up because there's so much information out there. You had just seen this, and by the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. You're going to see this on social media platforms. If you're one of our affiliates, I'll go ahead and paint the picture for you, of course. New York City shooting. What to know about Shane Tamura, gunman who killed four, including New York Police Department cop in Midtown Manhattan. Isn't that interesting? The pictures are out there. Obviously, it was a man that was of on the color scale like the white people are. He was a black man, right? He just walks into New York City, a building, goes up to 52nd Street on Park Avenue, walks right in with a high-powered weapon. And somehow or another, friends, the mainstream media, and I just want to lay the I want to lay this to your candor with a question mark. Why is it that you allow the useful idiots in the spin doctors, those that read off the teleprompter 24/7, telling you only what they can read? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Why do you let these devils, where there's no truth in them, John 8:44, also read Micah 6:16, do commentary on Albert Barnes, opens it up perfectly concerning the fact that this is nothing new. The question is, why do you allow these people to drive the narrative? It's all lies and propaganda. What am I talking about? See this guy? He's a black man. Shane Tamura, he is a black man, right? You know, isn't it interesting that right when it happened, the first thing they did is equate this to a white man? CNN anchor Aaron Burnett. I mean, not to suggest that anybody listens to him anyways, but for those that do, which is a good portion of you that say that you don't, the CNN anchor Aaron Burnett calls New York shooter possibly a white man. Do you understand that that aligns itself with what's going on concerning Zionism? What's the problem? The white man is the problem. The Goya, the Gentiles. Isn't that interesting? Matter of fact, when this first came out, friends, and I heard that, I just thought, yep, there's the narrative. If everybody's trying to figure out why, when you're looking at television, I haven't watched it in 25 years, but I see it when I go into restaurants or airports or whatever the case might be in passing. It's interesting how you see nothing but people that are being used of color that are different than white people, namely those that are, have a darker color to their skin, that are being used on commercials. A great majority of them are. Why? Hey, white people, wake up. Wake up. You are goyim. You're the problem, okay? I know some people still aren't going to get this until they have no more power to stand up against the powers that are tolerated, but I'm just giving you a heads up now so at least you know, and you've been told, and now you're accountable for the truth that you've been told. Also want to highlight this, friends. This is also brand new. This is a man on a flight. A man has been charged after a disturbance on an EasyJet flight from London, Luton Airport to Glasgow in Scotland on Sunday. Scottish police said, I want you to listen carefully, friends, because this is a worldwide issue. And this, again, is why people all across the world are standing up and demanding deportation of these that feed on the doctrines of devils. Check this out. It's a man on an airplane. Man shouts, death to America, death to America. He says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, on an airplane. I mean, folks, you can't make this kind of stuff up, can you? Yeah, and the reason I'm bringing this up, folks, if they're not on the airplanes calling for Allahu Akbar, remember what those mosques that have increased 74% since September 11, 2001? Just remember that there's a militant underbelly, and keep in mind that they're feeding on doctrines to kill the infidel, okay? That's the land that they possess, or they're attempting to possess by dispossessing the previous occupants that are already there. Now, I'm sure you probably didn't hear this, but again, that's why you have us as a resource, friends. What just took place here in Denver, I'm sorry, not Denver, Colorado, but in Boulder, Colorado, is Islamic terrorist attack. And again, I'm sure you didn't hear anything about that. Because you have to understand that the Zionists are, in fact, using the Muslims to sweep away their political opposition, as I continuously reiterate here on the show. Now, again, you didn't hear this, but you know what? The BBC from across the pond, these people took the time to let you know what's going on in your backyard, and yet most of you didn't hear a peep about this in Colorado. It highlights, BBC does, the FBI says an attack in Boulder, Colorado that injured 12 people was a targeted attack of violence, and they are investigating it as an act of terrorism. But what you all need to understand, and I'm not being sarcastic, friends, I'm truly not being sarcastic, but what you need to understand is Muslims are not on the domestic terrorist list created by the DHS after September 11th. You all know who's on that DHS, domestic identification, earmarks, and definition of what a domestic terrorist is. It's Americans, right? And when they don't highlight this, they're only telling you that it doesn't follow the narrative. That's why we have to go across the pond every once in a while to see the truth of the matter when it comes to what's going on here in America, because your own press refuses through omission to highlight the crimes being committed on the American people by Muslims that are here. Do you understand? And again, not talking down to anybody, but for those that don't know the difference, friends, this is happening all day long. Yesterday, I'd found out that there was over, at least there was a reported number or sum of individuals that have taken office in the United States of America. And I put this up against what I highlighted a couple days ago concerning all the mayors and all those that are in, the Lord of Commons in England, the UK, which are all Muslims. Right? They've conquered. That's what they told you they were going to do. That's what they did. And they did it through deception. It's called Dakia. They can lie to serve their God, believe it or not. But the reason I brought that up again, friends, is because I was just highlighting here in America, there's now over 50 Muslims in office. 50 Muslims in office. And what do you think, folks, that they're here to do if they're not here to assimilate? And it's important that you heard what I just said. What do you think they're here to do if they are not here to simulate? And I'm talking about bleed into society according to the rule of law in this country, not take their, what they call law, and establish it here. That's an act of treason. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty
Radio.com. Hi, this is Nick Hillman. I found it very difficult to find a local church to attend that wasn't compromised or teaching false doctrine. I've been listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty on Sunday mornings. If you're looking to get fed by the Word of God through Holy Spirit-led church on a weekly basis, join us on Sunday mornings or listen when you can. Bradley digs deeper and gives simple, clear understanding to the Word of God. I have never met anyone like him. He's a biblical encyclopedia that walks the walk and talks the talk, a true follower of Jesus.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob at wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just trying to get a little caught up, friends, from having our guest, Rona Bishop, on from yesterday's show. Again, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. John 14:6. Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1. The list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. 1 Timothy 2:5, you get the point. Folks, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period, said the 7th president of the United States of America. And is he true? Is he true? Does he stand true? Absolutely 100%. Read the Constitution the Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, as well as each preamble throughout the United States of America. Now, listen, folks, again, I need to get caught up here before I just kind of do a sweep of content in the show concerning what's important right now. While the American people are being distracted from what really matters, I have to revert back to, because it's not something that's gone away. The perpetrators have not been dealt with, and the list goes on. But I do want to say this, friends, concerning the crimes that they're guilty of. In making reference to the BBB, the Big Beautiful Bill, I want everybody to remember that that is money that has been stolen from your tax coffers and being used against you. While the federal government, again, allured in illegals, and that's who we're dealing with right now, right, friends? As a matter of fact, we did a show just the other day highlighting the fact that those illegals that are in America now are fighting over office and who's going to get it. And here's the mainstream media, again, driving the narrative, only to find out, for example, what's going on in New York right now. He's backed by international criminal George Soros, and the mainstream media is right there to give him all the airplay he needs to get into office. Well, guess what? If you took the time to read the U.S. Constitution, folks, he's not qualified to run for office. Same thing going on in Minneapolis. It's going on all over the country. These individuals are not qualified to run for office in America. And yet nobody's talking about the Constitution. Nobody's talking about the qualification for office, and the list goes on. Okay? So I'm bringing that up for the very purpose that the surveillance system that they took, what, $750 million, or are we into the billions now, forgive me, to use against the American people, and they're using the illegals as the excuse. Now they're talking about using this money to create detention centers all across the United States of America. Furthermore, a federal prison system in Texas as well. Folks, just do yourself a favor and listen carefully to me. It's not being aimed at the foreigners that have been illegally allured into America. That's not who it's aimed at. It's aimed at their political opposition. You know, I've said it 15 times. Going over to the Genius Act, you all understand what that's about. It's about creating a national, a worldwide system where it is a digital currency. And I know some people, they don't want to listen until they, you know, unless they hear from Sean Hannity, unless they hear from Glenn Beck, all these goofballs, all these controlled operatives, they don't want to listen to it until somebody that's not qualified to tell you the truth tells you, and then some reason or another, the people then believe them. I want to go over and show you two clips here. Go ahead and listen to the audio, affiliates, and here we go. And it's pretty crazy stuff. But again, listen carefully.
Actually, because once that comes in, like, put aside all your political differences and your religious differences and your whatever sexuality differences that matter, once that comes in, you're at a point where they can control everything.
Yeah, easy.
Because everything will be put on to that digital ID. So where you go, when you go there, what you can buy, when you can buy it.
All your money, probably. Yeah.
All of your money. All of this stuff will all be on there. And, you know, you've looked into some of the reforms that the government have tried to bring in terms of disability benefit fraud, where actually they can take money from your account.
Yep.
Without the need for a warrant, they can go into your bank account and take money out.
Listen to this, folks.
Be for people, of course, scrounging off the state. That'll, because otherwise the royals are
living off the dole.
That'll be for people that are dissidents of the state as well.
Everyone, yeah.
And when I look at it, I'm thinking there's no mistake.
Now, did you just hear what he said, folks? What I said before, but he added to what I said before. And I'm so thankful people finally catch on. I really am. But the fact of the matter is, he said that the government can then, when it goes to a digital currency, which they're trying to corral you into right now, they can basically come into your account and take money at will for whatever resource they mean to reallocate it to. They're already doing that with your taxes. You can't make this up. Other countries they're trying to implement this digital currency into right now, like China, Taiwan, they're completely refusing it. They're kicking up against it. Do you think that the powers that are tolerated, the small portion of the people that are allowed to rule over the billions in this country, do you think that they're not going to use totalitarian methods to implement all of this by force? Because they're already doing it in certain countries. where the banks are basically saying you're going to go to digital currency because there's no more tender or coin to pay your debts with. So therefore, you're going to have to do it this way, or else you're going to go, you're going to have to go out there and find different resources. I'm not kidding you, friends. As if they were the ones that inherited the earth, and by their good graces, they're going to bestow upon us, or should I say those that they so choose to bestow upon their good mercies, folks. The Bible is clear when it talks about in the book of Proverbs, the mercies of the wicked are cruel, and it's exactly what's going on here. First and foremost, friends, they don't have the lawful right to do it. I know a lot of professed Christians that have been fed the modern gospel. They're scared to death right now. They're going back to Revelation 13:17. We knew this was coming. We knew this was coming. And the Lord is looking down saying, well, then why didn't you stop it? Then why didn't you stop it? Then why didn't you stop it? It's because of the people they're listening to. I'll get to that in just a moment. But we have people from all over the world right now saying, listen, you better understand what's going on here, because Donald Trump's already doing his best to implement this. Well, here, let me go on and bring you over to another friend that we know of, Catherine Ostrin Fitz. And she's talking about the same thing that's going on right now, because they're doing this at breakneck speed while you're being distracted through the Epstein files, and the list goes on and on. I just want you to remember all of what I've told you for the last 25 years, friends, because when it all comes down, I'm going to stand before the Lord and I am going to be free from the blood of all men. Okay, I've told you we've been censored. We're being censored like mad. The people did nothing. I've told the people that we've been rejected by those that we thought would accept the message, namely the responsible party, the professed Christians, because they don't want to be outdone. What they do is they ostracize doers of the word while they sit in the building as hearers only, deceiving themselves. We've done everything in our power to let the people know the truth of the matter. And if you want to let government continuously encroach upon you and strip away your God-given rights, remember they're forfeited. It's all on you. It's all on you. I am free from the blood of all men, from the gospel that I preach, number one, and concerning the fallout as to what's going on in this country. So when it goes down, nobody can say that that guy didn't tell us. And yes, that does matter to me. Let's listen to Catherine Ostrin Fitz and see what she has to say about this digital ID and what Trump is doing right now behind this Epstein, the convenience of this Epstein client list. Fiasco.
He is moving very, very fast. First, he's getting the Real ID implemented very aggressively. Real ID.
Christy,
control grid, you need a very high quality precision national ID. And he's got Christy Noem out there pushing the Real ID like there's no tomorrow. The feds are pushing it. The second thing you need is an all digital financial system. So you got to kill cash and you got to make everybody interact digitally. He's canceled pennies, but he's also canceled now. You know, normally I pay my taxes with paper, and now he's saying, no, you got to do everything digital. He's trying to, if you go through that list, I've got like, you know, 50 different items of what he's doing. If you think this is improvement, you have another thing coming. This is going to be the digital equivalent of the pallets of cash sent to Iraq. You're literally going to tender for the global population, try and get everybody off of their local currency into stable coins, and you're going to pump out massive amounts of private credit to make it really attractive.
And you don't think the BRICS would try to compete with this?
I think as soon as you pass the Genius Act, it can go very, very fast. You could really see the world rock. Trump and Musk are implementing the control grid at high speed. Do a control grid,
folks,
we need a digital...
You heard what she just said, Trump and Musk. And what's interesting is they got the people thinking that Trump and Musk are at odds one with another. Folks, you're sadly mistaken. It's pro wrestling at its very worst again. Remember when Musk came on the scene when nobody knew who he was? And all of a sudden, he comes out, all this nonsense going on about the pandemic. And then what they did is they jacked the gas rate up really, really, really high. And then here comes Musk's out of nowhere, and he's selling electric cars, by the way, which nobody buys. Matter of fact, they can't even get rid of them anymore. Why? Because they self-implode. They explode, friends. They implode because of the electricity going through them. Americans, you're in trouble. Just wanted to let you know. Love you enough to tell you what others are not willing to tell you. It's that simple.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
Hey there, I'm Brittany Hillman. I'm proud to call Bradley Dean with Sons of Liberty a teacher, a brother, and a friend. In God's perfect timing through the Holy Spirit, Bradley is the only person that has ever taught me the truth behind the process the Lord was bringing me through while breaking me down to make me anew. Being raised in church my whole life, I have never been to a church like this before. Bradley doesn't waver from the true gospel, and he won't compromise the truth even if it means standing alone.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want you guys to hear with your own ears as to what's going on. They're continuously trying to drive a narrative that the modern-day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, whose name is Benjamin Milikowski, is a war criminal, is trying to play the victim. There is tons of information out. As I've said before, they lost the narrative almost outside of the gate, and yet they continuously prop up, as they call him, BB, who's playing the victim, when in fact, folks, eyewitnesses, doctors, all across the boards are getting the information to the American people as to what's really going on. American doctor in Gaza describes annihilation at aid sites, and I'm going to go ahead and let him tell you exactly what's going on. Because what you're being told from this federal government and the mainstream media is the opposite once again of what in fact is happening. Listen to this doctor right here.
And what I've seen has just been absolutely catastrophic, abnormal, out of this world pain and suffering and injury to women and children. I don't see any evidence of warriors. I see malnourished fathers and daughters. I see pregnant women with their, you know, babies ripped from their womb by shrapnel.
This is by the IDF.
I see small children, you know, comfortable in their red sweater, having to have it ripped off of them and expose their body with their arms just completely annihilated. And it's just relentless. It's, you know, day after day. We've been here for 3 days. And, you know, every time we know that there's a few so-called food distribution, we know that there's...
That Trump is telling you that we're doing, he just said so-called...
It's going to be annihilation.
It's going to be annihilation. They're not going to get the food.
And, you know, the first couple of days, we were seeing a lot of isolated injuries, head or chest or abdomen. But today, it's reported that tanks have been used at the food distribution centers, which makes sense because we're seeing multi-trauma. We're seeing head, neck, chest, abdomen, extremities, many, many deaths.
Many, many deaths. Isn't that interesting how you're being told just the exact opposite by the mainstream media today? Doesn't that trouble anybody, folks? And isn't it interesting as well how you have all of the Zionist ministers all propped up, 1 Kings 13:33, to go right hook, line, and sinker with the narrative? Isn't that crazy? So again, here's eyewitness information. These are testimonies from people that are there countering the narrative that you're hearing from your own media. How long are you going to let the mainstream media continuously drive the lies, friends? How long are you going to allow them to sit there and play the Israel of God when in fact they're not the Israel of God at all? Matter of fact, I'm going to show you some more information here, friends, so you can decide for yourselves. This is a guy from another country. Oftentimes, when you want to hear the truth of the matter, that's what you have to do, is you have to listen to what they're telling you because your mainstream media is trying to omit it or censor it at every given step so you don't have the facts to decide what's right and what's wrong. And again, it's happening because the American people are tolerating this. But let's go over and listen to this guy and see what he has to say about what's going on over there in Gaza. Again, you know, the ones that are attacking Israel. Nope, just the exact opposite is what we're hearing from all of the eyewitnesses.
Human beings, I hope that Benjamin Netanyahu burns in hell to see where them children and their families burned. I hope him and his generals and the Farai government in Israel, that when their God finally brings him to the resting place, that he deserves to burn in hell. Because what is happening now, not alone is it apartheid, not alone is it atrocity and a war crime, it's just horrific. It's just horrific what they're doing. Where is their soul? Where is the soul of the Israeli people that allows their government to do this to children? Where is their humanity? The Israeli people, the Jewish people, after everything the Jewish people have suffered down over the decades, that they would allow their government to do this to other human beings.
Well, I can tell this guy with all due respect because I can feel him. I can tell him exactly what's going on here because if it wasn't for the American government and the said evangelicals preaching the devil's message here, they couldn't do it in the first place. But you're also making an appeal to a people, 345 million of them, in a country where it's okay, and they're accomplices to the crime of already allowing the federal government to illegally sanction the murder and the dismemberment of their own children in the womb. Where's the outcry in America? It's your federal government that's responsible for doing what they're doing over in Gaza right now. Because Rothschild's Israel couldn't do what they're doing without the American government doing it for them. I just want to make clear that you all understand what's going on here. Yeah, I want to bring you over, and I want you to listen to this guy, too. This guy, he's a doctor, and he's on Piers Morgan's show, and I want you to listen to him. Because he shows all the pictures of his family members, and that's all I'm going to tell you. What about his family members? Let him tell you while he is pleading to the world to help. listen carefully as to what's going on in Gaza, opposite of the way that you're being told through the mainstream media.
Children?
Yes.
So, a father to a father, a human to human, you know, once the apple fell down, we discovered the gravity. So let us today discover the humanity and the truth. Because the truth is important based on evidence. Jesus said, seek the truth, and the truth sets you free.
These are all your members of your family?
Of the family on the seventh.
Listen carefully.
They became Baals, their bodies.
He's identifying his family members that are dead.
Who was killed.
By the IDF. By Israeli soldiers. Modern-day Israeli soldiers.
Who was engineering, graduated. She was found under the rubble. This is my niece. She is a medical doctor. She was supposed to start her specialty. This, my cousin. This is my nephew, who is a physiotherapist.
He's showing all of his dead family members that were murdered by modern-day Israel.
This is my niece's daughter.
Well, Israel sells to you that they're the victim.
That's what we want to see. These people, they have names. They have faces. And that's what is needed. This is my daughter, Bisan, who was killed 16th of January 2009, who said to meet violence with violence doesn't solve any problem. There is an alternative way. It's not by action and reaction.
My goodness,
it's
people.
By being a human and behaving and thinking of others.
Amen.
This is Mayar and Aya. Even my niece, she named her daughter Aya after my daughter. Aya was killed also. These daughters, I raised them to be human. To be advocate for human, I send them to peace camps. And she said to
me, with Israelis.
With the Israelis. And yeah. She said to me, I found how similar are we. We are similar, but we need to be equal. We need to be free. We need to appreciate the dignity, the freedom of all.
Now, so you understand, folks, this is what the uproar is in the colleges in America. The same people that have been lying to you for decades in this country, through the mainstream media, they do it all day long, and they're doing it again at the cost of innocent lives as they sit there and drive a narrative, friends, that is completely untrue at every given level. At every given level. Now you're understanding why the AIPAC has handlers on every one of your Congress. By the way, Benjamin Mikulski, you know him as Netanyahu, is already bragged about the fact that they control all of our politicians. The politicians are selling the message of Mikulski, Netanyahu, to the American people, because if they don't, they're going to be ousted concerning their pedophilic crimes against children. Do you understand how this works? It's exactly what's going on. Here, let me show you another one. This is an individual. Listen to the history of this. This is what you're not hearing in the mainstream media. Once again, and you're going to hear it right now.
Every few years, Israel has a policy of what it calls mowing the lawn in Gaza. I've written quite a lot on those mowings of the lawn. But I have a question for you. And I do not believe these are rhetorical questions. These are factual questions. How do you react? You as a human being, as a woman, as a mother?
This is who he's talking to.
How would you react to the usage of that phrase, mowing the lawn of a people, when 1.1 million of those people are children? Do you get that?
This is the Israelis saying that they mow the lawn. Speaking of Gaza, in other words, they genocide the people every few years to keep their population down. What do you think's happening in America since 1973, friends? Again, I said this the other day and I say it again. Isn't it interesting that your government said it's a right that belongs to a woman to do that which the Lord condemns, thou shalt not murder, 2013 of Exodus. And they said, you can go ahead and murder your child because it's a right that we now give you in usurping their position. We never delegated that authority to them in any sense of the word. But they've killed, murdered over 80 million babies. Put that up against Proverbs 6:17. And at the same time, friends, now today in the present, they're alluring illegals into your country to take the position of those babies that have been murdered because the federal government said you could do it. What kind of people would tolerate that? What kind of people would tolerate anybody to sit in any capacity of government to say it's a right to go ahead and murder your own people outside the American people? That's what the American people have become. That is exactly, and now America, you need to understand why these illegals are coming in, and they mean to conquer, and they mean to do to you what you've allowed said murderers to do to babies, innocent babies in the womb. That's what your enemies mean to do to you now. Galatians 6:17, God is not mocked. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles."
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today. BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. I've got lots to show you. I'm going to go ahead and take Bob from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Bob, what say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, yesterday, Shauna Bishop, I think her name's Shauna.
Sharona. Sharona Bishop.
Sharona, yeah, thanks.
Yep.
She was utterly fantastic. Yep. Anyway, I got to meet with Tawana Downing for about 6 hours of nonstop, Constitution stuff. He came and spoke at our county. He also spoke up at in Plano and in Dallas City Council. And yesterday he went afternoon. He went to Houston. It was utterly fantastic. It's the first time I've ever seen our commissioners pay attention with such earnest attention. Anyway,
amen.
So, I, you know, if we could hook those two up, that would be just utter dynamite.
Yeah, as I said, Bob, I've tried getting the guy on the radio. I didn't hear back from him. I don't have time to run people down. And if he wants to jump on the radio, he can call. That's just how it's going to have to work.
Okay. Well, I'll have him do that.
Okay, I totally appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, you got it, Bob. Did you want to say anything else there?
No, that's, what he's doing, I'm going to do 5 counties that are contiguous to mine, and I would just read the same statement to their city council or their commissioner's court, and he's got a lot of other people doing that, and on his Facebook, he's getting a lot of comments. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of comments on what he's doing. So it's like one guy and Jessica Sexton are traveling together, and they're really making an impact. And
amen.
They're as exciting as you are.
And well, amen. You know what? Everybody's plowing their row, and I'm happy to hear it. And again, thank you for the call, Bob. I totally appreciate you, guy. You're always one that calls up and just keeps encouraging the people to do it because you're doing it, and that's exactly what we need to do more of. James 2:14 and through 26. Now, let me highlight one more piece here, and then I want to show you who's getting behind this corruption and promoting this lie of getting behind Rothschild's Israel. Folks, this is where they lost the narrative. As I said earlier, this is exactly why the college students stood up. They're standing up in the face of this pedophile you call Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine that's responsible for murdering millions of people, and the list goes on. And this is the one that's pushing the message of a war criminal named Benjamin Netanyahu, named Mylakowski. You're going to see more of this in just a moment, but I want to get to this. Listen to this, folks. And again, just bring this to the facts of the matter and also contemplate how your mainstream media is pushing an agenda. Well, they're attempting to brainwash people into believing that they're now doing the right thing by standing behind Israel. Israel could not do, Rothschild's Israel could not do what it's doing to those people in Gaza right now if it wasn't for your government. And that is that's a reflection of you, America. That's a reflection of what you're tolerating these criminals to perpetuate, okay? In every administration, we see the same thing a different way. It's spun a different way. The people wait 4 years and find out, oh, we've been lied to. They get behind them. The next one does the same exact thing. Oh, we better get behind them. Same thing over and over and over again. Like they're going to tell you the truth now. And yet that's all they have is a record of lie after lie after lie after lie. And now somehow or another, apparently they must be telling you the truth. Really. And all of these people, all of these eyewitnesses, all of these that have had family members murdered because of what the American people are tolerating, it's amazing to me how everybody somehow or another wants to believe that they're not telling us the truth. Folks, you see that happening in America all day long. You listened to Sharona Bishop yesterday, who did absolutely nothing wrong, and the feds were sent in to break into her house and hold her family at gunpoint for doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. It shows you how backward people have become in this country, and it is scary business to have to leave our posterity for those that are doing something about the problem to sit there and leave it with the rest of these people that do absolutely nothing but support their oppressors, support the murderers with their own dollars. It's sick. It really is. That's reprobate. That is the definition of reprobate. Let's listen to this guy and see what he has to say, and then I want to finish this up.
Is there anything positive about Israel?
Here's a Jewish guy asking another guy telling the truth on Norwegian news. Is there anything positive about Israel, modern day Israel? And here's this arrogant, smug joker with a half smirk on his face trying to, you know, get a positive answer about Israel. I want you to listen carefully to the answer, friends, because this says a lot. It really does.
Is there anything positive about this country, or everything is bad? Are we the vicious? Are we the evil one? I'm asking you a question. You are just covering.
Right
between
now,
Israel
right
and Gaza,
now, your prime minister has an arrest warrant against him. Yeah.
Okay. By the way,
Netanyahu. For war crimes.
Okay.
Imagine.
For starving a population.
Yeah. In Gaza.
Your heritage minister, Amichai Lahu, said nuking Gaza was an option, and called for methods more painful than death for Palestinians.
It's interesting
more
how he doesn't have anything
Gaza
to say.
Than in both world wars, Vietnam, the former Yugoslavia, and Afghanistan combined, according to the Watson Institute's Cost of War project. As a former journalist and editor, can you explain to us why Israel is killing Palestinian journalists on a mass scale?
He couldn't say anything, people. See, that's what facts do. They hate facts. That's why they depend upon the mainstream media to lie for them, to drive a narrative, to switch the story. But why is it that Americans are getting behind this? Here, I want to show you what a heretic looks like. I want to show you what a heretic sounds like. I brought him up before. I've tried getting him on the radio, in all fairness, to confront this clown. But this is exactly why what's going on in Gaza and modern-day Israel, as to why it's taking place. These individuals that are put up, like Jack Hibbs, like Charlie Kirk, like John Hagee, like Greg Locke, as you're about to see in just a moment here. This is exactly why America's in trouble. They are put in place to push the same message. It's not the gospel of Jesus Christ, friends. It's not the Israel of God that they're backing up. They're backing up what they're told to back up. And this is one of those clowns for you. And I want you to see for yourself as to what I'm talking about. This is why America's in trouble, because this is coming from the pulpits.
One word should cause you to sit up and take notice. One word, Israel. You mention the name or the nation Israel, and people have an opinion. Why? Because it's a supernatural thing. Friends, listen, more than ever before, you need to become not only familiar with the news regarding Israel, but you need to dig deeper. Israel.
You need to become familiar with the news concerning Israel. Is this guy kidding me? Nope, he's not. He's not.
It's almost as though it were the canary in the cage and we're walking through a mine. And that canary, Israel, is announcing what's happening next. Friends,
no, folks, what they're doing is they're taking heed to soothsayers that are trying to fulfill prophecy according to the arm of the flesh. And you got the Jack Hibbs of the world. You've got the Charlie Kirks of the world. You got the Greg Locks of the world trying to get you to go right along with what's going on. And furthermore, then you have these guys like Kenneth Copeland, while Donald Trump's being exposed for his pedophile. Or his pedophilia acts against children, and the 27 women that have come forward, the victims are starting to have a day, folks, on the mainstream media finally after how many years now. But the televangelist Kenneth Copeland wants you to know that he's declaring that Trump is being protected by Archangel Michael and calls on angels to pull those devils down that are attacking our president. Well, let me tell you something, devil Copeland, you clown. You whore at every given turn. It's not the devil attacking. It's the truth attacking the devil. The one that you serve and the one that you've been serving far, far too long. And has been given a free hand to do just that by, again, the American people. Instead of shutting him down, what do? They let him put up networks and promulgate his nonsense concerning a gospel that is upside down just like that. Let me go over to this really quick, and I'm going to finish this even if I have to go over time. But this is Owen Schroyer, and he's interviewing Greg Locke. Greg Locke, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but he left his wife for his secretary. Somehow or another, he's worth $100-some million. You better start asking questions, because everyone that's going along with the narrative concerning Rothschild's Israel, for some reason or another, friends, they have the same kind of money. The same kind of money. But I'll tell you, guys like us that are out there doing what we're doing and telling you what you need to be told rather than what you want to be told, I can guarantee you, friends, we're not living that life or that lap of luxury without being censored, with bringing in residual to support us to reach a larger audience. I can tell you that's not happening here, friends, because people still haven't figured out. It's history teaching us the lesson. I'm going to go ahead and hold over till the end of the show here. All of our affiliates, thank you very much. We love you by what we do. All of our social media platform friends, I'm going to go ahead and roll this over because I want you to see this. And I'll probably bring it up on tomorrow's show just so we can get it to our affiliates as well. And I'm going to go ahead and do that. I think we're cleared now to go ahead and do that. This is, I've had this guy on the show before. Okay. He's on the Trump train. He promotes, hey, listen, as I've said before, And I just had somebody do this to me yesterday. I'll tell you what, these said self-proclaimed individuals that are in the pulpit today, they will fight you more on their favorite politician than they will defend or contend for the faith of Jesus Christ. Jude 3 and 4. Oh my goodness, folks. Honestly, that's how ridiculous things have become in this country. But Greg Locke is a prime example of what I'm talking about right now. There's no truth in the man. He's confused. He's goofy. And he thinks he's right. Let's see if he is. Here is a guy that doesn't claim to be anything, basically laying out the facts to a Greg Locke who has absolutely no idea what he's talking about, or he's just blatantly lying like he does very often, friends. When confronted with what's going on, I want you to listen to what a heretic sounds like. I want you to listen to what it sounds like listening to somebody talking so far out of the scope of authority that he's completely backwards at every given step. He honestly is. He's a walking contradiction. And why is he there? That's what some people need to ask the question as to. Why is a Greg Locke out there in the first place? Because of what he's promoting. What's he promoting? Check this out.
I think the world is turning against Israel not because of a painted picture. I think it's because of the reality. I think it's because of what they're seeing.
They're going to take the Gaza Strip because the Bible fulfills the fact that one day Gaza is going to be repopulated with nothing but Jews. Again, you can't get around that fact.
No, I mean, okay, now listen to this nonsense. By the force of the flesh, you're not going to get around that. I mean, do these people not have the same information that's accessible to the rest of us? When a Jacob Irwin comes out and says, we created Israel, modern day Israel, it's not the Israel of God. What is it that this heretic doesn't understand? Just like Jack Hibbs. But Jack Hibbs is telling us to know the news concerning Israel. What are your outlets? Well, they call Jack Hibbs. Here you go. I'd be embarrassed to be a part of it. But they call him one of the president's pastors. No wonder why he's talking the same fashion, folks. He's following Trump. Who's following Netanyahu? Mylakowski. He's not following Jesus Christ. He's following the arm of the flesh. And he's bringing a curse upon the nation. So is Greg Locke. Listen to this nonsense. I have many of you out there right now that some of you actually support this. I want to tell you, and I've said it a million times in the past, and what's even crazier, he comes out and he says, I've got a word of the Lord for you. No. Whatever he's saying, you can rest assured it's going in direct opposition of the word of God. You're seeing it on display right here. How do you submit to a man that leaves his wife for his secretary? I'm just curious, what part of Scripture didn't you understand? You have an adulterer sitting there telling you and pointing the direction that you should all go, and you just submit to that instead of the Scripture? Wow. Wow, wow. So now here Greg Locke is trying to be his little fancy self again, trying to throw stuff out there because he's hoping that nobody knows what the Word of God says, in contrast to his nonsense that he's spewing out here. Here we have Owen Schroyer, actually contend with them and give him facts. Shouldn't it have been Greg Locke giving the facts and then Owen Schroyer being corrected? Nope, just the exact opposite. And again, this is a perfect exhibition as to why this country's in trouble because of what they listened in the American pulpits today. Embarrassing stuff. Let's listen to the rest of this, and I'm going to play the duration.
The Jews, though, but see, this is where you're going to get into a debate. I would bet you, if you did a DNA test for all the Palestinians and a DNA test for all the Israelis, the Palestinians have more actual genetic ties to that landmass than the Israelis, who are mostly Eastern European.
They do.
And if we believe that, which I don't, then we're going to have to say, okay, then God doesn't know what he's doing, and the people that are moving.
Okay, so what Greg Locke just did there is saying, I don't believe that. In other words, he's the final say, and if you don't agree with Greg Locke, then God must be a liar, and he doesn't know what he's doing. This is the kind of arrogance that you're dealing with, friends. I go on.
I think God knows what he's doing.
Are foolish.
Let me give you a little little anecdotal evidence here. This is every prime minister of Israel. First one.
Listen carefully.
David Gurion, real name David Grun, born in Poland. Next one, Moshe Sheret, real name Moshe Shertok, born in Ukraine.
The prime ministers of Israel, all claiming to be Jews, are not Jews, and they're not from Israel. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Then Levi Eshkol, real name Levi Skolonik, born in Ukraine. Next one, Yigal Alon, real name Yigal Pikovich, born in the Ottoman Empire, Palestine. Next one, Golda Meir, real name Golda Mabovich, born in Ukraine. Next one, Yitzhak Rabin, forced.
All of those that are claiming to be Jews in modern day Israel are not Jews, nor are they from Israel. Are you kidding this? And the Greg Locks and the Jack Hibbs and the Charlie Kirks, all propped up little controlled operatives, are driving a narrative in contrast to reality here. They're not doing their homework. Here, he's going to get the response, Greg Locke, is the same way that he got one on this show when he was here, when he was trying to tell everybody to get on the Trump train. And then I started to call out the fruit of Donald Trump. And he says, well, I'm not on the Trump train. And then what I did is I waited for the commercial. I came back and played the piece where Greg Locke said, everybody's got to get on the Trump train. I'm going to back him. I'm going to double down for him now. It's like, dude, you just got done saying it. Now you're saying you didn't say it? He's a liar, people. He's a liar.
First one actually born in Jerusalem, or called Mandatory Palestine Time, but first one to be born in actual Jerusalem. Next one, Manachin Begin, real name Mazie Czechslaw Begum, born in Ukraine. So I can go on and on and on. Almost every single one of them has a fake name.
Every one of the prime ministers. Owen Schroer is telling Greg Locke, every one of those, you're giving the message and you're saying this is God, but everyone that claims to be Israel isn't Jew. They're not Jewish and they're not from Israel. And Greg Locke is telling you, well, if you don't, I don't believe that. And if you don't believe me, then God must be a liar and he doesn't know what he's doing. Do you see how they want you? This is why you got to take a step back. Hey, folks. You know, I praise God. I got people. If I say something wrong, if I say a word wrong, if I say, I thought I said that when I should have said that, I'll come back and I'll retract it for the littlest of things. And rightfully so, because I don't want to give misinformation. And I thank God for people that watch my six to make sure that it is right information all the time, even if I said it the wrong way. I just did one last week, friends. And what's interesting, these guys don't do that. They're not required to do that somehow or another. They just want everybody to believe them, regardless if it's true or not. If it's true or not. So again, Owen Schroer here is highlighting to this heretic, Greg Locke, stating the facts concerning the prime ministers that are in Israel that claim to be Israel and that claim to be Jewish. They're not Jewish and they're not from Israel. And of course, you know, what is he going to do? He's going to come back and he's going to resort to those that don't know scripture and just throw something out there, hoping with contradiction, friends, to the scripture, conjecture concerning scripture, heresy concerning what's outside of the scope of scripture and outside of the canon of law, that you just believe what he says because he knows better than Owen. No, Owen's just giving you the facts. That's just the truth. That's all he's doing.
Nearly every single one of them is actually from Eastern Europe. For the sake of the time here, I'm not going to go on.
Yeah.
Even Netanyahu's real name is Milakovsky.
Gosh, folks. How long have I been highlighting this? Do you know how many people that call themselves Christians came after me and said, I had one lunatic say to me, you know what? You're propagandizing the people. No, you're not taking the time to make distinction. Now, what is this? 3-4 months later, now people are starting to highlight what we've been telling you. for the last 3 or 4 months that his name isn't even Netanyahu? And you've been supporting that? I had another clown who's a politician out of Michigan saying, Bradley Dean, what he's saying right now, it's dangerous. Dangerous to who? You act like this is a game. Dangerous to who? It should be dangerous to those that are telling you lies. And by the way, you're a part of what's dangerous in this country because you're not adhering to the truth. You're adhering to the nonsensical lies coming from the media once again that you say you don't believe in. Had another lady, when this all started coming out, getting behind Israel no matter what, with this big flag with the Star of David on it. And you better get behind him. And this lady said to me, Bradley, and she never asked me a question. She never called me. She never did what she was supposed to do. She just reported to one of my friends in Michigan and said, Bradley Dean doesn't support Israel. Oh, absolutely, I support Israel. I support the Israel of God. I don't support Rothschild's Israel. I don't support the war criminal. You know him as Netanyahu. And furthermore, you haven't even taken the time to know the difference, but yet you want to go out there and play the tail bearer and dividing people and adding schism to the bottom or to the body of Christ when you haven't taken the time to make distinction the way Jesus gave it in John 8:44, the way that Jesus gave it in Revelation 3:9 and 2:9. And making distinctions it talks about in Romans 2:28 and 29. Folks, I love the Israel of God, but you need to understand that the church is the new Israel of God. The church, the people, not the land. The spiritual Israel is the people worldwide. Worldwide, friends. Read Revelation 7:9. Why all of a sudden we just got to defend a group of people because they call themselves Jews, regardless if they're really Jews or not, which we're showing you that they're not the Jews at all. I mean, I guess that's the new thing. I mean, now we have white people saying they're black and you better accept them because if you don't, then you're a hater and you're discriminating against them. I mean, this is now we have politicians that dress as women. And they're in the halls of government, and you better address them as a ma'am and pretend with them, because if you don't, you're a hater, you're a bigot, and the list goes on. I'm not going to pretend with you, because you're promoting a lie that I am not going to have part in. And just because the media says, you better do this or else, oh, then I'm going to stand here all by myself in Jesus' name and say, or else what? Or else what? Am I picking a fight? Nope. I'm responding to the one that's picking a fight. And I'm defending the faith. And just because they say it. And what you know what's sad about it is all the people that just go along with it. And they just act like, you know what? I'd rather just go with the flow than not. You're a part of the problem, man. You're the reason they keep doing what they're doing. The Greg Locks of the world and the Jack Hibbs and the Charlie Kirks and the John Hagedys and the list goes on and the Kenneth Copelands. I mean, when you're in that lot, do I need to go any further in telling you that they're not telling you the truth because there's no truth in them? Well, there you have it. There you have it. And what is their resource for information? Go to the news outlets? You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. But how many times I've lost friends, or so I thought, they were my friends until I said, what are you doing? What are you supporting here? And folks, I'll tell you what, if you've seen them in private, you would understand exactly why they're supporting the lie. I guarantee you, they're compromised somewhere in their life. And these are the people that would have you believe that somehow or another they're telling you the truth, when again, there's no truth in them. And I'm highlighting the fact that Greg Locke is purporting what and supporting what? Man-made Israel on the behalf of soothsayers that are trying to make prophecy look like scripture. It's not the Lord. Amen. Know the difference. Let me finish this. This is just, you know what? I should probably try jumping on Owen here and getting him on the show, because what I'm seeing from this kid so far, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm liking what I'm seeing here. But for a guy that doesn't claim to be anything, bringing forth the facts in the face of a Greg Locke should tell you right then and there, you probably better leave that man's professed church, whatever he wants to call it. And if Greggy wants to call in, I would love to have him again. Take the guy. He's not used to people. Folks, do you understand? Do you understand? He's like the media. They're not used to people bringing it back to them. They're not used to people bringing them facts. They're not used to people correcting them. They don't like that. Do you understand that? And that's why they get away with what they do. And I'm surprised, quite frankly, that he would even have the internal or intestinal fortitude to jump on the show with Owen in the first place. And I'm sure Owen already knew the direction he was going to go, and that's why he broke the facts out. But here, Owen is saying that Benjamin Netanyahu's last name isn't Mielkowski, and he's not Jewish, he's from Poland. And the Polish will have nothing to do with them. He's a war criminal. And he's in America telling your politicians what to do and stealing our money to support what he's doing to an innocent people. That's what people are doing, is they're setting the record straight. And I'll tell you what, the corrupt, the devil doesn't like it. And we don't care if he doesn't like it. We don't care. We're not asking for permission from him. Let's finish this.
Was born in Tel Aviv.
Okay.
His name is Mielkowski. So how do you explain that?
Well, I explain it simply by, number one, I don't know about their name changes, but what I do know is God says he's going to regather the Jewish people from every region and every nation on the planet.
I mean,
so I think
you know what, folks? He just doesn't know when to shut his mouth. That's the problem Greg Locke is having. He doesn't know when to shut his mouth. Same thing with Jack Kibbs. Get it to Jack Kibbs. Get it to Greg Locke. Just talked to one of my friends yesterday in Florida. I said, I'm still waiting for that connection with Charlie Kirk. I've tried reaching out to him 3 times. No response. Isn't it interesting? All these guys that are propped up, uncensored, again, that's important that I always throw that in there. They're not being censored by the mainstream media. They're worth tons of money. And they're all going the same direction. And on their platforms, they can get the president or they can be called into congressional hearings. I'm still waiting for that invitation, folks. I'm still waiting for it. I'm still waiting for that invitation. And the fact of the matter is, you know as well as I do, it's never going to come due to the fact that they don't like people questioning them. And I think our guest yesterday proved that point to a T. I'm going to go ahead and take our friend Douglas from Arkansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Doug. What say you, my friend?
Brother, you are on fire today.
Well, you know what? I'm agitated about what's going on here, especially when it's coming from the pulpits and the American people not taking the time to know the scriptures and to know the difference and making distinction.
What's the matter with Christian people?
Well, they're not Christian. Yeah, that's the problem, is they're not Christians, Doug.
They'll listen to Jan Markell, Michelle Bachman, Mike Huckabee.
Yep.
Don't they read Galatians 3:16 or Colossians 3:10?
Yep. I'm with you, Doug. maybe you should fly to Minnesota here. We'll get you on the show here.
Brother, these people, I don't understand it. They don't understand that they're our natural enemy.
Yeah. Well, I think it really comes down to the fact that they don't want to understand it, and that's the problem we're having, Doug. But the people that you named, by the way, some of them are from Minnesota, but you're exactly right. This is the people they're listening to.
I don't understand it. Why?
Yeah, well, I guess they're gluttons for punishment, and they're inviting more of this to come their way, and they love the Lord so much that they don't take the time to know Scripture, and that's the problem we're having universally, and I say across not just America, but across the world right now, because there's too many people professing to be something that they're not. I mean, here, I'll tell you where they're probably at today, Doug. They're probably over in Birmingham, England right now, weeping over a Satanist named Ozzy Osbourne. And I'm going to do this. As a matter of fact, I'm going to bring this up tomorrow during the show, but no joke. It's really, truly, it's a sad day in America, what I'm seeing here. And I'll bring up part two, concerning what I'm telling you even now tomorrow on, tomorrow's radio show. So I'll give you the last word, Doug.
Brother, all right, man. If you want to know when the fall of America came, it was in the early 70s. I'm a lot older than you. It started with a show that came on Sunday night. It was called Love American Style. Pull it up on the internet. It was all about perversion, fornication, the doctrine of Balaam, I think.
Love American Style.
Love American Style is the doctrine of Balaam.
Okay, I'll check it out between now and then.
God will,
go ahead.
People can't curse God's people, but God will curse you when you go into sin.
Yes, yes. I'm just getting other messages here. Doug, I totally appreciate your phone call. I'll check it out. Love American Style. I totally appreciate the phone call. Folks, I need to kill this show. I'm going to see if I can do my best to get some people over on the show concerning what just transpired in front of your eyes and in front of your ears in your hearing concerning the content that I just shared. So I'll be seeing you tomorrow in 23 hours. Love you by what we do. See ya.